Welcome back to Project Independence in You for the last segment of today's show.
It just flies by. It really does.
It's sad.
It's okay, babe.
But it's good.
I'm always back.
It's good. Yeah, I'll be back.
You're doing a fabulous job. I could always count on Rebecca to fill in and do a wonderful job, too. So thank you, Beck,
for that. So kind. Continue.
Thank you.
Go ahead.
But, you know, we were talking before the break about different social groups that Project Independence is still offering throughout the summer. We mentioned our social discussion group, but we also have, you know, the Romeos, as mentioned. But there's also a What Matters to You men's community group. This community group, it actually met today, and it will meet on the 11th. Is also facilitated by Robin Tovell. And she just has different topics she'll bring in to men about for men living in the community, and they'll get in just discussion. So if you prefer a kind of structure like that, you could go to that. That's at 10:30 at the Parkville branch of the Great Neck Library, too. And I also want to remind people that Gail Salas, who is our gerontologist, offers caregiver support groups every, you know, ongoing. And what's really wonderful about this is that her caregiver support group used to just be for your spouse, if you're caring for your spouse. But a lot of people were coming in saying, you know, now they're caring for their parent.
Right.
So it's becoming a major need. So Gail was able to, she just does, you know, one the first and third, and the other one the second, the fourth.
And parents caring for their adult children, too.
Right. No, right. There's all, you know, and that's something that we've actually seen a lot because, you know, I see the service requests when they come into 311. And it's very interesting because lately a lot have been for people caring for their child who might have some kind of disability or whatever
right.
it is. And then you get the calls from the people who live out of state. And
right.
I think I always find that so wonderful. You know, they're calling from California saying, you know, I know Project Independence is here. How could this help my mom or dad, you know, age in place? So it's definitely something that is certainly increasing. And I think it's great that caregiver, it gives them a little peace of mind knowing that Project Independence is there to support them, because being a caregiver is certainly an intensive task,
right?
And you really don't realize. You know,
and you, as a social worker, you know that a lot of times people don't even, we talk about this a lot, identify themselves as a caregiver.
Right.
I'm just a spouse.
Right, it just comes with the territory. Right, they're not realizing.
That's a difficult thing.
And I think these groups are so wonderful because you're meeting people who are in similar situations as you. They might have access to resources that
right.
you didn't know about. So it's a great place to really just get support and meet people. So.
Right. So even if you're just questioning, if for the first time you're realizing, hey, maybe I might be a caregiver.
Right.
Part of kind of coming to a group like this is understanding that you're a caregiver. I mean,
yeah.
if you're taking care of somebody who no longer can take care of themselves or
right.
parts of themselves, you're a caregiver, and this group is really a great option for you to come and hear other people's stories and get recommendations. Mm-hmm.
So. Absolutely. So definitely call 311 or 869-6311 for any information on that.
Oh, we can do that too. 869-6311.
Yeah.
Jerry, do you have a song for that yet?
He's going to think about
work
it.
On
that's
work,
right.
Work
he's
on
got
that
a home.
Too.
We gave him a task. We'll come up with jingles.
Next
well,
week.
You know, a jingle does make a great difference. I worked for a company once that owned Sheraton Hotels, and the president of the company came to our what we call a general management meeting, and he had this song and for Sheraton's hotel number. This must be at least 30 years ago. I still kind of remember the jingle and almost remember the number.
Oh.
It was like, hey, da 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 da. And we all do that with, have a contest for the best
jingle. I like it.
For the best jingle.
That's right.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's right. We'll pick it on the radio show.
And then we'll, the winner will come and can sing on opera.
I like it.
With a six-piece band, right?
Everyone knows the phone number for 1-877 cars for kids.
Oh, yes,
and
right.
then
and there's
I know that
Jer,
song, yeah.
and then of course there's Jenny. 867
Oh, that's immediately what
that's
went
a song.
To my head.
Yeah. That's
I remember
a song.
The last numbers were 3535 And this is at least it goes back in the 1970s.
That was an impactful jingle, Jerry.
Well, I was doing that. People have any ideas for jingles, send them in.
I like it.
Yeah.
Call in at 311.
Jerry's Jingle right. Contest.
Yeah, we're going to have, we'll get together with.
Right, I mean, we have pastries
here.
We can get, we'll freeze these pastries
right.
and we'll whip them out for
and the winner will be able to get a free trip to the radio station.
That's right. You got a trip to WCW.
And sing. We'll have a little chorus, right?
I like it. I'm into this, Jerry. I think we're finding something that we can kick off on our 6-year anniversary show. So, Dan, get ready for it. I know Dan's out there listening, so he needs to mark this down.
I think Victoria would be happy to be your engineer, too.
Right,
to help.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, totally.
The major production out here.
Well, hands on
LEW.
Deck. I like it. Perfect. That's right. I like it. But on another note, something I really want to mention is on August 28th, part of Fun Day Monday, the last Fun Day Monday, is my personal favorite. It is Hometown USA, and it's a celebration of all different armed forces. It's really a wonderful event. On top of, you know, the veteran tributes they have, there's arts and crafts and hobbies. There's a classic car show.
Yes.
The cars they have at the beach are just phenomenal. That's one of my favorite parts of walking around there. The Dixieland Band will be there. Hot dogs, which is a popular item. Becca, I'm sure, could attest to at the Fun Day Monday. Popcorn is there, too. And there's wonderful sponsors for this event. I just want to give a shout-out to those sponsors. It's AgeWell New York, Glencove Center for Nursing and Rehabilitation, Northwell Health, the Katz Institute for Women's Health, Parker Jewish Institute, and Marquis Rehabilitation and Nursing Center. So thank you to all them. They also were the sponsors for the health fair, too. So they'll be sponsoring this wonderful event also.
That's wonderful. I think Banjo Rascals will be there, too. Oh, and cool. I think Stan and Edie. It's going to be a really fun-filled
Well, I'm definitely
going
to try to go to that one because that is certainly my favorite one.
A lot of fun.
Definitely great. And on a not-so-fun note, but we want to remind people, is that the second half of general taxes are due on Thursday, August 10th.
Boo!
You know, unfortunately, it's the... come to the territory if you want to stay in North.
Right.
You got to pay your taxes. But what is really wonderful is that there's location sites they're doing all over at all different places. So you can call
311. You see how far... the taxes go and these programs we have here at...
that's right. Way to spin it to a positive. I like that.
I mean,
yeah,
you know,
that's right.
For these
small
services.
Small staff, limited expenditures, but do so much.
Absolutely.
I remember someone telling me this story years ago that there was someone who was opposed to government spending. Said, I wonder why they're spending all this money. And one of the members of the group said, well, we do this, we do that, we do that, we do that, we do that. And this person said, I'm really convinced this is the way government should go.
And, you know, just because you did bring that up about the expense and the budget, we couldn't do what we do without our partners and our friends and the organizations that support us, just like LIU and this radio station.
Yeah, absolutely.
So a big thanks always go out to Dan Cox, who's director of broadcasting here at WCWP. This radio show, there's no, we don't pay. This is a free program.
That's right.
And the information is top notch. So like you're saying, you know, there are taxpayer dollars, but we really do our best
what stands out to me is that, you know, when I first started, the supervisor at the time, John Kamen, said, you know, talking about this program, you know, here you are, you pay taxes for people, you know, school taxes, you're not in school, your kids are not no longer in school, you know, but here's a program, you know, to kind of give back to seniors in the community they're paying. I remember that always stuck in my head, saying, oh, that's so wonderful that here you do have this wonderful program that provides really, I mean, at, you know, like you said, Jerry, I mean, the amount of things that are covered just through partnerships and different innovative programming and figuring out how to allocate certain resources is huge. And, I mean, just, you know, we forget sometimes all the wonderful services.
No, the thing of the expo you people are putting together, for example, is a great measure of private companies and the town getting together to maximize the impact of each buck spent.
Yep, exactly. So it's great.
And I just
I want to remind people.
I'll be back next week.
That's right. Jerry's good at this. He's an OG. That's right. But what I want to also tell people that coming up on September 13th, Barbara Melman, who is our first guest, is also our go-to technology guru for the Project Independence, will be providing technology for the Terrified, her series she does.
Okay.
And this one is the value of Facebook.
Oh.
So that will be on September 13th at Clinton G. Martin Park. So definitely call 311 to register for that. I just actually got a service request for that.
That's great.
during the break. So I wonder if it was because she was on the radio show. So
it's wonderful. You really get to catch up and see pictures. Whenever I talk to any of my relatives who, you know, or just kind of signing on newly.
Yes.
And they're like, oh, I love when you post the pictures of the kid.
No, and that's, you know, I mean, that's one of my favorite parts, too, is, you know, me and my, that's a great venue for my friends and I to share pictures, especially all of my babies.
You like
now,
pictures?
Yeah, I know.
Christina, I didn't know that.
Call me crazy, but, you know, I certainly love to share my numerous beautiful babies.
Yeah, that new baby is so cute.
Yes, there's a, it's a, really a cute. I'm surrounded by cute children.
Very cute.
But also what I want to, going into this computer realm, what's really great is that through the show, I'm sending material all the time saying, please promote it on the radio, get the word out. And there's an organization that I just really want people to be aware of. It's through the Retired Senior Volunteer Program, RSVP, has a program called Community Computer Connections Program. And it's where they are able to give refurbished computers free of charge to individuals and families across Long Island who would not be able to afford it otherwise. So it's all based upon volunteers, and they go out there, and I mean, it's really, really a wonderful thing. And
wonderful.
They'll even try and help you, you know, kind of learn the
basics.
Is
this for all ages?
It's for all ages.
Okay.
You know, obviously, they do a lot of senior ones, but if you call 311, our social workers and nurses are actually able to connect you to this. But on another note, they're always looking for volunteers, and they're always looking for donations of computers.
So, believe it or not, we're down to 50 seconds.
Yes.
Christina,
wow.
Jerry, anything that we have discussed today on this show, please call 311 if you need more information. 869-6311 if you're not on your landline.
Yep, absolutely.
If you're not at home, 516-869-6311 to get some of this valuable information that we have talked about today. What a great show. Thank you to Barbara Melman. Thank you to all of our guests for today. Mark Krieger. Next week, same time, same channel.
That's right.
Christina and Lou. It's been great fun. I want to thank again Dan Cox, Janine Solero, Victoria, our engineer, Christina Lou, Jerry. It's
and
really been
to
a
you,
great
Rebecca.
Day. Oh, thank you. Oh, no.
Great job.
Thank you, too.
Yay! Thank you. You're very welcome. It's a pleasure. And have a great weekend, y'all.
All right. Okay.